Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 21st day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Hacholitz Levim Doi, person who gives chalitza to his sister-in-law, to the widow of his deceased brother, but he didn't wait. And now it turns out, Benimtzeis Mubaris, turns out that the widow is pregnant. Violda, and she gave birth, which means that she did not need any chalitza, certainly not yibum. So what do we do? Says the Mishnah, it depends. Bizman shehavolad shel kayama, if the child is a viable child, it's not a nafil, there's not even a suffix of being a nafil. A nafil means a child that doesn't live beyond 30 days. And therefore it turns out that the chalitza was absolutely unnecessary, because that means that his deceased brother did have a child. So we regard his chalitza as a non-event. And because the chalitza he did was a non-event, was not required at all, chalitza is only required where there would be the option of yibum or chalitza. There's nothing here. The brother had children. Therefore, humutor bikrovei seha, the surviving brother, is permitted to marry any relatives of this woman that he gave chalitza to. A chalitza normally has a din like a grusha. Midrabbanan, they said it's considered like a grusha, like a woman that he divorced. And any relative of a woman that he divorced is prohibited to him. And therefore, any such relative would also be prohibited to a woman he gave chalitza to. But here the chalitza is nothing. It's a non-event. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with him marrying any relatives of the widow of the deceased, his brother, of the deceased brother. V'hi muteres bikrovav. Continues the Mishnah, and she is mutter in his relatives. So let's say he had a brother. Now, a brother, of course, on the mother's side. He had a brother. And that brother is not a relative of the husband that died. So she's allowed to marry him. The chalitza does not prohibit her to him at all, because the chalitza was a non-event. And furthermore, v'lo posala min hakohuna, nor does she become unfit for marrying a kohen. Normally, a woman who had chalitza done, midrabbanan, is prohibited to any kohen, just like a grusha, a divorcee, is also to the kohen. A chalitza is also midrabbanan. Here, however, there's nothing wrong with a kohen marrying this woman, because the chalitza is a non-event. But this is all when the child is a viable child. That means his deceased brother had a child that lived, and that is alive. Ein havlad shel kayama. But if the child did not survive, it was a nafil, didn't even live beyond 30 days. And therefore the chalitza that was done was necessary, was absolutely necessary, because it was meant to be, because it means that his brother, deceased brother, had no children, or no surviving children. In that case, hu asur bikrovei seha, he's forbidden to marry any relatives of her, that the woman that he gave chalitza to, and she's forbidden any of his relatives after having the chalitza done. And uf Solomon akuna, she becomes unfit to marry any kohen. She's also just like a grusha, just like a divorcee. However, despite the fact that we regard the chalitza as a valid chalitza and we say that she's forbidden to a kohen, there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that nevertheless, she will require a chalitza a second time. Because chalitza given to a pregnant woman is only considered a chalitza midrabbanan as a chumra, according to this opinion, and therefore she would have to get another chalitza now that she's got no children or not pregnant anymore, and that would be the real chalitza, according to one opinion in the Gemara. Mishnah Beis. After we learned about a person who gives chalitza to his yevama who was found pregnant from her deceased husband and then gave birth, we now talk about what happens if he actually did yibum to his sister-in-law, to the widow of his deceased brother, and then she is pregnant from her, it turns out that she was pregnant from her deceased husband. Hakonis is Yavimtoi. If a brother marries his sister-in-law, he's the widow of his deceased brother. And then it turns out, Venimtsois Muberes, comes out she's pregnant, which means that he was not allowed to do that Yibum. In fact, he violated one of the Aroyas, one of the very forbidden, woman, namely an Ashes Ach Shaloi B'Mokke Mitzvah. It's called the wife of a brother where there is no mitzvah of Yibum, actually turns into a very serious Avera. The older. And then she gave birth. Bizman Shavalot Shalke Yoma, when the child is a viable child, then it turns out that the brother did not do a mitzvah at all, on the contrary, did an Avera Yoitzi. He has to leave her, or he has to divorce her. Some say that it means he should give her a get. However, the opinion of most poskim is he doesn't even have to give a get. Why? Because since she's an erva to him, it's like a man marrying a sister. Don't you need a get? There's no get, because there was never a relationship to start off with halachically. They're not considered married at all. So therefore, some say that here too, that because he gave kiddushin, or because he lived with a woman that was never ever permitted to him, she was an eshes ach, and is not makom mitzvah, she doesn't even need a get. The kedushin was not tofus, had no validity. And furthermore, v'chayovin bekorban, both the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law that lived together will now be chayv to bring a korban chatas. Like any aver that was committed by someone, that if it was been done on purpose, it would be chayv koras. For that type of aver, one has to bring, if it was done by accident, a chatas. Here, clearly, this brother marrying a woman, or living with a woman, shaloi b'moka mitzvah, that was his sister-in-law, it was not a mitzvah of Yibum, that triggers a korban. This is all if the child survived. V'im ein havelot shel kayama, but if the child does not survive, the child is a nefel, then yikayim, then he's allowed to keep the mitzvah, he's allowed to keep the yavama that he married. The Gemara actually says that he should do bia a second time. He should live with her again for the sake of the mitzvah of Yibum, because the first time when he did bia with her, it was done to a pregnant woman. And the Gemara says that's not real called bia. It's not really doing the mitzvah of Yibum that the Torah says. So he should do it again. Now, what happens? Sofik ben Tishol Rishon, Sofik ben Shiva Lachar. What happens if it's a doubt as to whether this child that his sister-in-law was pregnant with, is it a 9-month term baby of the first husband, or is it a 7-month term baby from the brother of the deceased? And therefore, we don't know. Yoitzi, so in such a case, he has to divorce her with a get, because of Sofik, because he doesn't know what the case is. Maybe this is from he's from his brother that was deceased, which means that he was not allowed to marry the woman, and she was a eshes ach shaloi b'moka mitzvah v'havlad kosher. But whatever happens, the child is going to be kosher. There's no problem about mamzerus in the child at all. Why? Because whether the child is of the first husband, or whether it was not from the first husband, and then the yibum was done appropriately, then the child belongs to the yavam, but the child is going to be kosher either way. V'chayovin b'oshem toloi, but they are all both obligated to bring a oshem toloi. Now, an oshem toloi is a common oshem that one brings when one is not sure if one has done an avera that, had it been done, for sure he would have to bring a chatos. Whenever there is a question of whether you chayv a chatos or not, it's a sofik. On that type of a sofik, you bring an oshem toloi. And here, there is a sofik of an avera. What's the sofik of avera? Maybe a brother has lived with his deceased brother's wife who had a child, and therefore there was no mitzvah yibum, and he did the avera of eshes ach shalobaka mitzvah, marrying a brother's wife not in the place of a mitzvah. That is an avera which is chas v'sholom chayv koros if it's done on purpose, and b'shoge gechatos. And when you're in doubt, he has to bring, when they're in doubt, they have to bring an oshem toloi. But the child is going to be kosher, as we explained before. Either way, it's going to be kosher.